This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. First of all, I invite you out to church tonight, specifically Island Community. 6 o'clock tonight, from 6 to 7, we're in a Bible study. We're in the book of Daniel, chapter 10. We wheel out the blackboard. It's open for questions and comments, whatever the Lord shows you or puts on your heart. That kind of informal service, not really service, a Bible study, let's call it what it is. You're invited, though. I'd love to meet you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Set back a little bit from the road, Island Community Church. Can't miss it. I invite you to come out here tonight at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, this is part two of this message I just preached last week entitled, Do Not Judge, Atheist Favorite Verse. Haven't you ever heard that or someone quote it to you? People that don't believe in God quote that to you. Or unbelievers or some other faith, you know, you bring up anything to them and they say, do not judge lest you be judged. Oh, come on. You don't even believe God and yet you're quoting that verse. But let's dig a little deeper and ask you the question, does that mean what it says? Is the atheist right when he points that finger at you and says, don't do that? That's what we're looking at here today. Part two of this message now, which will wrap up tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of the whole thing, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll send it to you. Or go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. Click on the program there and save it to your computer. Here's part two now of this message, Do Not Judge.
God promises, you can bet your sweet bippy, he's going to borrow your gavel and conk you over the head with it. These are his words. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it'll be measured back to you. So you, once again, just like forgiveness we looked at a couple weeks ago, God borrows your yardstick and uses it against you. This is why you're better off leaving all judgment to God. Church, my encouragement to you is to stay out of the judgment business. They once asked Billy Graham, they said, in all your years, how come I've never heard you judge anyone? He said, it's the Holy Spirit's job is to convict. It's my job is to preach and love people. And his whole life, he never judged anyone. And he got it right. He got it right. Let me refresh your memories from a couple weeks ago. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive. See, in other words, you're praying, dear God, please forgive me the same way I forgive everyone that's hurt me and offended me. What a tough prayer that is. How are you doing on that one? We think of the person that's really got under your craw more than anyone. Everyone's got someone. Just keep you up at night, torture you. Well, when you hold on to that, that's like you drinking poison and you're waiting for them to fall out. God does this for your benefit and for your health. Forgive people. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us all of our sins as we forgive our debtors. Here, it's don't judge so that you won't be judged. Then again, he expounds on this. For with what judgment you judge. All right, whoa, mule. Let's stop here for a moment. Take a hard look at ourselves. I mean, we do this all the time, church. With what judgment you judge, you will be judged. I mean, that's comforting, huh? Makes you want to shut your yap, kind of, doesn't it? Now Jesus continues, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Let me encourage you again, church. Use a very big yardstick and measuring cup. As big as you can develop and maintain. As big as you want yours to be when God borrows yours. To use it on you. Church, this should inspire you to go down here to Michael's or Hobby Lobby or Walmart and purchase the largest measuring cup you can find and have it delivered because it's too big to fit in your car. That's the kind of yardstick you need to possess. Forgive people for whatever they've done. Leave it up to God. Vengeance is mine, he says. I will repay. And you've done worse to him. Believe me, you have done worse to God than old Elmer did to you. I promise you that. I desire mercy, Jesus says, not sacrifice. Not sacrifice. Meaning whatever pittance you put in the offering plate. I desire mercy. He doesn't want your money. He wants you to have mercy on others. Amen? Am I right? Has God been good to you? Let's go and do likewise. Don't feel bad, church. I get hit over the head with this from Monday to Saturday night. You guys get it for 40 minutes on Sunday. I get blasted all week long. I'm guilty of all of these. All of them. I'm no different or better than you. But I know we had communion coming today. So I got in here before the lights were on. Into the corner so I could qualify to get up here and preach to you. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is. It can even save a sinner like me from all the sins I've ever committed and a sinner like you. No matter what you've done, leave it here this morning before we take communion. Walk out of these doors pure as the driven snow. Right, Mike? That's how serious the blood is. That's how serious your forgiveness is. That's why it's so serious that you forgive someone. We read in the Bible a couple weeks ago, remember? The one guy got forgiven of 10,000 talents. A talent is 75 pounds of gold. Get out your iPhone. Ask Siri how much that is. 75 pounds times 10,000 times $1,500 an ounce. That's how much the first guy got forgiven. And then he's strolling down the street, and he finds John over here that owes him $20. And he comes up to John and goes like this and chokes the daylights out of him and says, give me my $20. And John says, please forgive me. And I say, no, I'm not going to forgive you. That's the equivalent of us to holding on to things after all that God has done for us. Is going up to someone and choking the daylights out of them for a $20 bill when you've offended God so much more. Sorry, I choked you. I didn't choke you, right? We'll cut that out of the podcast. Don't want that going all throughout Virginia and Florida. Pastors choking people in there. We haven't even got the half of it yet. Wait till the next thing I say. You want to come up here and preach? I'm about done here. You want to read the rest of my notes? This is the profession that I chose. Ultimately, he chose me. But I don't say what I say to you because I don't love you. I say what I say to you because let God be true and every man a liar. And the word of God is true. And everything in this book is true. And everything that he said is true. And I'm his delivery man today. With that in mind, we'll go to the next verse. That's verse 6. Do not give. Notice the command. He doesn't say, oh, please don't do this. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and rip you to pieces. Now, what does that mean? This means that there's a time to share what you know about God and eternal life, and there's a time to keep your mouth shut and not to share. Let me give you a couple of examples. The owner of Chick-fil-A. Someone found out the owner of Chick-fil-A way back when Stinkin' Roosevelt was president gave $20 because he thought marriage was between a man and a woman. And he gave a candidate whatever the dollar amount was. And people found out about it. That he had the unmitigated audacity to think marriage was between a man and a woman. So they went and they interviewed, they brought the trucks in, turned the cameras on, and they said, what thinkest thou? Is marriage between a man or a woman? And the poor sap, Dan Cathy, says, yeah, I think it is. Because his Bible says so. He said, yeah, I think marriage is between a man and a woman. And that was all she wrote for Chick-fil-A. They lost half their licenses in half of this country right now. They're getting thrown out of everywhere. Because the owner held the personal opinion that he thought marriage was between a man and a woman. Now, take that bus to Indianapolis, Indiana. The news was slow on that day. So they're driving around looking for someone. They ended up in some pizza parlor. They went inside, they brought the cameras in, they brought the newscaster in, and they said, what thinkest thou?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIU.